The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. Charles Dickens visited the Isle of Man in 1886 and Mr. Gladstone in 1878. Now it's the turn of the so-called Lakeland poet William Wordsworth, who turned up in 1833 and was inspired to write 12 sonnets about his visit, in one of which he described the newly built Tower of Refuge as just that, a tower of refuge for those who might need it, and the name stuck. We will come back to this later. Wordsworth might have come to the island earlier had not his sister Dorothy paid a visit some years before and written a journal about it. In this she told how she had met the vicar of Braddon, Thomas Brown, father of T. Brown, and Brown Sr. told her a visit by her brother would be a great honour. Dorothy must have talked him into it, because after he had been he wrote to her saying, "On the whole, dearest, I liked your Isle of Man better than I expected." Wordsworth was 63 when, with his son John and a friend, Crabb Robinson, he sailed from Whitehaven to Douglas 186 years ago on July the 13th, 1833. He didn't stay all that long, but it was long enough for him to get round to Ramsey and Tynwald Hill and Ballasalla and Rushen Abbey and Snae Fell, going by carriage or, often enough, on foot. There was also enough inspiration for him to produce 12 sonnets, which were published in 1835 under the title Itinerary Poems. Certainly he was familiar enough with the island beforehand. In 1830 his son married into the Christian family of the Isle of Man and Cumberland. This was the family of Fletcher Christian, and Wordsworth actually went to school with him at Cockermouth. Meanwhile, Professor J. Douglas Neill's book Romantic Aversions, published by the Liverpool University Press, tells us that Wordsworth seemed to see the Isle of Man as a mythical and exotic place whose landscape compared happily with his own native Lake District, and it moved his imagination in deep and diverse ways. And in his sonnets he often referred to it as Mona rather than the Isle of Man. Meanwhile, his visit is often referred to in other writings. He recalled at Tynwald Hill meeting what he called cottage children, and also an old drunkard with a telescope, which he used occasionally because he was often seeing double. It seems Wordsworth and his son John often reminisced about their trip to the island, and what he called the clouds of Snae Fell often figured in his imagery. Wordsworth moved from the Isle of Man to visit Scotland, and this inspired more of the works which are contained in Itinerary Poems. Right, this allows me to return to how Wordsworth came to give the Tower of Refuge its name. It had been built in 1832, largely by the efforts of Sir William Hillary, founder of the Royal National Lifeboat Institution, and Wordsworth saw it as his ship came sailing into Douglas Bay. This is how he expressed himself in part of one of his sonnets. "A tower of refuge built for the else forlorn. Spare it, ye waves, and lift the mariner struggling for life into its saving arms. Spare, too, the human helpers. Do they stir mid your fierce, shook-like men afraid to die? No, their dread service nerves the heart it warms, and they are led by noble Hillary." Wordsworth died in 1850, 17 years after his visit to the Isle of Man. We might consider again what he wrote to his sister Dorothy. "On the whole, dearest, I liked your Isle of Man better than I expected." We can settle for that, I think.